according to reports, LIV Golf is about to come to an end. Now, if you remember, it was launched in June of 2022, and the purpose of it was to shake up the traditional structure of professional golf, essentially positioning itself as a direct competitor to the PGA Tour while luring top players away to help reshape the sport. But here's the deal. That was 4 years ago. And now, 4 years later, Saudi Arabia is pulling its funding from LIV Golf. The country's public investment fund, which has poured about $5 to $6 billion into LIV Golf since its inception, has informed the league it will withdraw funding at the end of the 2026 season, a message that was relayed to players and staff this week. You got to remember, LIV Golf is backed by Saudi Arabia's hefty public investment fund, and it's paid out more than $3 billion to its players in tournament winnings, salaries, and bonuses since its first tournament in 2022. John Rahm, the Spaniard and former world number one ranked golfer, who's won 11 PGA Tour events and two majors, he got a $300 million deal from LIV Golf in Saudi Arabia. How about Phil Mickelson? Eighth all-time with 45 PGA Tour wins. He's won six majors. He got $200 million from LIV Golf. Brooks Koepka, another former number one. Nine PGA Tour wins and five majors. $130 million deal he got from Saudi Arabia. Dustin Johnson, 24 PGA Tour wins, two majors. $125 to $150 million he got from LIV Golf. And Bryson DeChambeau, currently only 32 years of age, nine PGA Tour wins, two-time U.S. Open champion. He got a $125 million deal from LIV Golf. But they said even though they resonate in the digital stratosphere, on linear television, particularly in head-to-head matchups on the weekend, LIV Golf's ratings are nearly 17 times less than that of PGA. So the PGA, playing the long game, won. They deserve some credit for that, no doubt. And now you hear stuff about what kind of punishment are they going to hand to these players. Let me be very, very clear. And you could call it pun intended or whatever. But if the PGA Tour tries to exact any kind of vengeance, retribution, or punishment towards the players that left, we should all be in their asses like white on rice. I'm going to say it again. We should all be in their asses like white on rice, pun intended and all. The reason why LIV Golf came into existence to begin with and notable players left was because they weren't being treated right and they didn't believe they were being compensated fairly. And we know this because of the modifications that the PGA Tour were willing to make when it came to making sure to finance players a little bit better and to give them better treatment and what have you. They weren't being treated right. Now, I don't know all the specifications that come with it in terms of how wrong they were treated, but clearly they felt that way. And because they felt that way, that's why LIV Golf came into existence. So if the PGA Tour was smart, what you would do is embrace all these players. Learn from the error of your ways and stop being so damn gluttonous and so damn greedy. And make sure to compensate these players. You don't have to compensate them like Saudi Arabia did with their public investment fund, but you could do better for them than you did. You could certainly do that. PGA was a monopoly, essentially operating as one, and never concerned themselves with the notion that players would have another option. So you treated them like trash, according to the players. They had an opportunity to make generational money, to take care of themselves in ways that the PGA Tour never afforded them to, because most of their earnings was predicated on winning events as opposed to guaranteed dollars Phil Mickelson might have got a $200 million deal. I promise you, $80 to $90 million was up front. Brooks Koepka and others, and John Hamm and others. John Romans, I'm sorry. Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, I promise you, a lot of their money was up front. You can't fault them for exercising their rights as American citizens and engaging in the level of capitalism that the PGA Tour should be proud of, by the way, since few do it better than them. What's the problem? And for some of you out there, that all the patriotism and America and the American way with your phony asses, I will remind you that our government does business with Saudi Arabia. Our government does business with Qatar. Our government does business with other nations, whether it's human rights violations and other stuff going on. It doesn't stop them from padding their coffers as a government and as a nation. Why can't individual players do it for themselves as well? Well, y'all talk about retribution. Bump retribution. You should embrace them. You should thank them for coming back. You should open your doors and say, come on home. We sorry we ever compelled you to leave to begin with. Every one of them. Every one of them. You did it. Because you didn't treat these golfers the way they deserve to be treated. I'm all about the players. I support the golfers 100%. And I understand there were golfers like Tiger Woods and others who didn't want to leave and spoke against dudes going to live. But damn it, easy for y'all to say. Embrace them all. PGA Tour, you got an opportunity to make the sport whole again. To have assembled all of the greatest golfers in the world competing. Masters, U.S. Open, British Open. Bring them all back. Have them all. And don't speak ill of them. Don't punish them. Don't engage in any kind of retribution. And by the way, if you're the president who's real, real good at sticking his nose in the matters that should be considered frivolous when it comes to him, speak up for the players or mind your damn business. You overseas, you and your family and everybody doing business, how come the golfers can't? We all should be standing up for them. All of us. What did they do? They exercised their rights as American citizens, baby. And beyond. Engaging in an American way of life. Capitalizing off of capitalism. That's what they did. Everybody else does it. How come they can't do it? Leave them alone. Let them come home. Let them come home. Don't call up here, talk about, oh my goodness, we shouldn't, how dare they? And, you know, they did business with this and that. And we know Saudi Arabia with the journalist Khashoggi, I think that was his name. And now the Turkish government and Saudi Arabia, they murdered them and all. Oh, how could you do stuff with them? It didn't stop America from doing business with them. Why are we sitting up there and holding individual golfers more accountable than our own government? Bump that. Let them come home. Let them come home. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Remember, John Spytek, general manager for the Las Vegas Raiders, he'll be on the show, plus your phone calls, and then some. I'm not going anywhere. NBA playoffs to talk about. Live Golf, PGA Tour to talk about. Still getting questions about NASCAR and golf being athletic sports, please. What y'all going to tell me is next? Bowling? Stop. Plus, Draymond Green made some news as well, along with Steve Kerr. Lots of stuff to get into, and I'm not going away. Plus, we got games tonight. Knicks, Hawks, Sixers hosting the Celtics. T-Wolves hosting the Denver Nuggets. L.A. Lakers losing last night. going back to Houston for game six after a 3-0 lead. It's now 3-2. Houston has a chance to tie 3-3 tomorrow night. Lots of stuff to get into, and I'm here for it. You're listening live to your boy, Stephen A., courtesy of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Back with your calls and more in a minute.